Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Jethro sent me a story. I'm sure it'll be all over the news by the time you get up. Because it was when I got up this morning. But Mad Mike Hughes has died. The U.S. daredevil trying to prove that the Earth is flat died in his homemade rocket when it crashed yesterday. And, you know, it's sad that the guy died, but it's one of those things where he's been in the news quite a bit because he built a rocket and said that he's going to use his rocket to prove that the Earth is flat. The Evening Standard is the story. I'm going to read the facts that I got from, but, you know, I don't know where to begin on something like this. Jason Colley wrote the story, but a daredevil trying to prove the Earth is flat has been killed in a homemade rocket crash in California. And they call him a daredevil because he's going to fly in his own rocket, much like, say, Evel Knievel. But I don't think he was trying to do it to prove how brave he was. That, in my mind, is what a daredevil is. He actually thought he was conducting some sort of experiment. Now, we can talk about how good that experiment was and whether there's easier ways to do what he's trying to do, but that's not the point. Michael Hughes did go by the moniker Mad Mike. He was attempting to launch his steam-powered rocket to an altitude of 5,000 feet from a site in the desert northwest of Los Angeles, but crashed 20 seconds after takeoff. See, I'm not sure what you think you can see at 5,000 feet that you couldn't see from, like, say, I don't know, an airplane? Like a commercial flight? In fact, I think a commercial flight goes higher than 5,000 feet. I've also seen people who've launched GoPro cameras and balloons that have gotten over 5,000 feet. Why not just launch a GoPro camera with a balloon and wait till it comes down? There's some famous videos on YouTube of guys who've done just that. So he apparently crashed about 20 seconds after takeoff. The man was 64 years old, was hoping to prove his flat Earth theory by taking photographs of the curvature of the planet, or lack thereof, from space. Now again, apparently he's hoping to take other launches, not just the 5,000 foot launch, but I'm not sure how high he thought he'd have to get before he could see that the Earth is actually just like a big pizza on the back of turtles. The stunt was also being filmed for a Science Channel program called Homemade Astronauts. That program confirmed his death by tweet, saying Michael Mad Mike Hughes tragically passed away today during an attempt to launch his homemade rocket. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and friends during this difficult time. It was also his dream to do this launch, and Science Channel was there to chronicle his journey. The San Bernardino Police Department did not identify him by name, but they confirmed that someone had died in a rocket crash about 2 p.m. local time on Saturday. Video of the launch shows Mr. Hughes' rocket arc off to the right almost immediately after takeoff with what appears to be a parachute falling away from the craft. The rocket then plummets nose first to ground. The crash happened in open desert near Barstow, which is northwest of San Bernardino, as they say. San Bernardino County Sheriff Coroner Public Information Officer Cindy Bachman said, and this is her quote, "A man was pronounced deceased after the rocket crashed in the open desert during a rocket launch event. Medical aid was staged for the launch and on scene immediately." Mr. Hughes had built a rocket with the help of partner Waldo Stakes, and the pair were one of three teams featured in that Science Channel program, Homemade Astronauts. Mr. Hughes had previously taken off in a homemade rocket 2 years ago, reaching a height of 1,800 feet before what was described as a hard landing. He was apparently a limo driver, and his other job was taken away by paramedics on a stretcher back then, but simply said he had a sore back. He reached an estimated speed of around 350 miles per hour before pulling his parachute. However, he had to deploy a second one because the craft was plummeting too quickly. That was in the previous launch. He said at the time, "I'm tired of people saying I chickened out and didn't build a rocket. I'm tired of that stuff. I manned up and did it." I don't know if anybody's questioning his building of rockets. He obviously built two. "Am I glad I did it? Yeah, I guess," referring to the first one. "I'll feel it in the morning. I won't be able to get out of bed. At least I can go home and have dinner and see my cats tonight." Homemade Astronauts was to follow the self-financed, self-made teams in their quest to reach the Kármán line, which is the invisible distance 62 miles above the Earth's surface, considered as the beginning of space. And I'm not going to get into an argument with anybody about this because there's all kinds of debates at what point you are in the atmosphere, you leave the atmosphere, are you in outer space, inner space? Hughes outlined his quest to prove the Earth was flat to CBS News 7 months after his last mission. He said, "The flat Earth thing is like everything else to me. I just want people to question everything. Question what your congressman is doing, your city council. Question what really happened during the Civil War, what happened during 9-1-1. He said he built his homemade rocket through trial and error, adding, you don't get a lot of second chances, though, in the rocket business. And that seems rather like a forewarning of sorts, but of course, foreshadowing. But he did say it himself. So the interesting thing, like I said, is if you wanted to get up there and see what it looks like from that altitude, there's easier ways to do it, less dangerous ways to do it. I strongly urge, if you have not seen it yet, I think everybody should watch the video of Felix Baumgartner jumping out of the balloon capsule a couple years ago. It's a few years old now. But a guy took a balloon up to the edge of the atmosphere and jumped wearing a parachute. And he, in his free fall, broke the speed of sound. Okay. And at one point he's spinning, but he manages to control the spin. He manages to fall quite a distance, pull the parachute, and he set all kinds of records when he did that. But the interesting thing is that they launched him from a balloon, you know, attached to a balloon from the desert someplace out west. And there's several videos, but there's one long video that literally shows the whole process. And it's fascinating because at one point in time, he's in a little capsule and he's talking to his ground control. And they open up the door, and he goes through the pre-jump checklist, and he steps out on a little ledge, and he looks down at the earth. And you can see, depending on what you want to believe, either the edge of the pie, which is the earth, or you can see the curvature of the earth in the distance. Take your pick. I'm not going to start an argument this morning. And then he says, you know, I'm going home. And he just leans over and falls. So, if you're scared of heights, imagine doing that, stepping out of and just falling from a capsule that far above the earth. So the interesting thing is I've yet to hear anybody explain why the flat earth theory, if it were true, is being suppressed. I've heard a whole bunch of other conspiracies, and I've even done a video about conspiracy theories. But the idea that there's some group of people who've gotten together and decided they can profit by telling the sheeple that the earth is round when in fact it is flat, I've yet to hear anybody explain, here's why they do that. And I've also never heard anybody explain why, if the earth is flat, why can't you just go to the edge and look around the edge? Like, why? Don't launch up into space to show me the edge of the planet. Just drive to the edge. You don't have to leave the planet to do that. Just drive over to the edge and look over the edge. Take a photograph. What's over there? So I know, unfortunately, there's a lot of flat earthers on the internet, some of whom might see this video. But the good news is that most of my audience, I don't think, subscribes to that concept. But if anybody does who sees this video and can explain to me who's profiting, I mean, the globe industry, the people who sell globes. I mean, when I was in elementary school, every classroom had a globe in it. Maybe it's just the people who are selling globes. Let's go find who those people are. They're clearly profiting by pushing this spherical earth theory. I'm not trying to make light of Mad Mike Hughes' death, and I'm not. It's a sad thing that he passed away, and doubly sad because he appears to have had some issues with people chiding him about how serious he was. And if the man had convictions, don't get me wrong, if you have strong convictions about anything, I have no problem with that. I would rather meet people who've got strong convictions than people who go, I haven't thought about it. I don't know. Who knows? Well, whatever. You know, do some research and have a belief. That's great. And if you want to debate that belief, you should be prepared to debate it. So I will end this tirade of mine, and it's not much of a tirade, but it's early, that I've got that outstanding challenge that somebody can win the $100 bill that's behind me by providing you with a Supreme Court's case citation that says you don't need a driver's license. And that challenge has been up now for over a year, and no one's even come close. And it's funny because I get angry emails from guys who say, well, Steve, I can prove it to you, but not with a Supreme Court case. which is the only way you can prove that the Supreme Court said something is through a Supreme Court case. And so I'm now getting angry phone calls, and I got one last night from a guy yelling at my voicemail at some 4 o'clock in the morning or something about how he'd like to talk to me about it, but he's not going to leave a message. He's not going to email me. He wants to talk to me about it. And if you've got the Supreme Court case citation that answers the question, I will gladly hand you the $100 bill. No need to raise your voice. You can just say, Steve, boom, 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 U.S., boom, boom, boom. There's a citation. Look it up. I'll look it up and go, there you go. Congratulations, my friend. We'll do it on camera. $100. But no, people want to scream and yell about it. So if you've got a conviction that you cannot support, I would urge you to go do more research. But the problem is that most people don't like doing research. They like to just take the easy way out, which is they ask somebody they trust, go, what do you think? And they go, I'll buy that. And that can work. You know, that's what you do with doctors. You go to a doctor and say, what do you think? The doctor goes, well, I've done some tests and looked at you, and it looks to me like you've got this. I suggest you take these. You could go do your own research. But if you trust your doctor, you just trust, hey, guy went to medical school for a reason, right? So there you go. So unfortunately, Mad Mike Hughes has passed away in his attempt to prove that the Earth is flat from his steam-powered rocket someplace in California. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. An essential aspect of creativity is not being afraid to fall.